Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Welcome to Everybody Plays the Fool. My name is Shane, and I'm here every Monday night bringing you an hour of music all around a different theme. And it's Halloween week, so I thought tonight we'd get together a very spooky edition of Everybody Plays the Fool for you. Last week's show was all about New England. It's a very fun show. You can go back and listen to that and every other episode I've done at everybodyplaysthefool.com. But tonight, we're celebrating Halloween by delving deep into the world of villains, demons, and ghouls. Tonight's theme is evil. So I hope you enjoy the show. It's going to be a lot of fun. And after this show, you can go back into the archive and listen to last year's Halloween episode, which I also really, really like. But let's get into the music for tonight's show. I'm going to start things off here with a song, starting off this first set. It's a song about a movie villain bent on destroying the world, whose one simple request was to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads. So here you go. This is Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 70, all about evil. You are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
So you think, but you're so very wrong. It's evil, but being wrong is right, so then you're good again, which is the evilest thing of all. Do you find his subtle ways invite you? Does he excite you? If his contradictions should attract you, should he? Heaven help you then, you're finished, it's the end. There'll be no retrieval from the evil. The evil, he will do. He's evil, he's Dr. Evil.
right.
Set upon slow release. Anyway. my friends speak, we all trying to win. But then again, maybe it's for the best though, cause when they seeing too much, you know they trying to get you touch. Whoever said illegal was the easy way out couldn't understand the mechanics and the workings of the underworld. Granted, 9 to 5 is how you survive. I ain't trying to survive, I'm trying to live it to the limit and love it alive. Life ills poison my body, and used to say fuck my skills. I never prayed to God, I prayed to God E. That's right, it's wicked, that's life. I live it, ain't asking for forgiveness for my sins. Ends, I break bread with the lay hands, picking they brains for angles and all the evils that the gamer do. It gets dangerous, money and power is changing us, and now we're lethal, infected with the evil.
God, I wonder, can you save me?
Illuminati on my mind, soul, and my body.
God, I wonder, can you save me?
Secret society, trying to keep me out.
Now we fight for blocks with buildings that make a killing. The closest of friends when we first started, but grew apart as the money grew and soon grew black hearted. Thinking back when we first learned to use rubbers, he never learned, so in turn I'm kidnapping his baby's mother. My hand around the collar, feeding her cheese. She said the taste of dollars was shitty, so I fed her 50s. About his whereabouts, I wasn't convinced. I kept feeding her money till shit started to make sense. Who could ever foresee? We used to stay up all night at slumber parties. Now I'm trying to rock his bitch to sleep. All the years we were real close, now I see his fears through her tears. No, she wishing we were still close. Don't cry, it is to be in time. I take away your miseries and make it mine. The evil.
God, I wonder, can you save me?
Illuminati on my mind, soul, and my body.
God, I wonder, can you save me?
Secret society, trying to keep me out.
God, I wonder, can you save me?
Illuminati on my mind, soul, and my body.
My flesh, no nigga could test. My soul is possessed by the evils in the form of diamonds and Lexuses. The exorcist got me doing sticks like homie. You don't know me, but the whole world owe me. Strip was thought to be a pleasant guy all my fucking life. So now I'm down for whatever. Ain't nothing nice. Throughout my junior high years, it was all friendly. But now this higher learning got the Remy in me. Liquors invaded my kidneys. Got me ready to lick off. Mama, forgive me. I can't be held accountable. The evil's beating me down, boo. Got me running with guys, making G's, telling lies that sound true. Come test me, I never cower. For the love of money, son, I'm giving lead showers. Stop screaming, you know the demon said it's best to die. And even if Jehovah witness, bet he'll never testify. The evil.
God, I wonder, can you save me? I can't die, I can't die, I can't die, I can't die.
This is the When exactly did Halloween turn into racist Christmas? When did that happen? When did we decide it was okay to wear blackface and geisha costumes without getting slapped? Like, when did that happen? The newest thing I've noticed recently, the last few years, is white people wearing like Native American headdresses, right? To be fair, it's not just white people. It's also people of color who've chosen their side in the race war. So it'll be like headdresses and face paint and vests and moccasins. It's not even just one tribe. It's like a Mr. Potato Head of indigenous cultures mixed and matched, like they don't mean anything. What bothers me the most is that if you're going to do an impression of Native Americans, at least do it right by being unjustifiably killed at the end. Make it your last Halloween. I know some people didn't like that in Portland because they were like, oh no, 2 Halloweens ago. No, no. He wants to kill my boyfriend. There's no minority to check us. No. So I was telling a friend my feelings about cultural appropriation and headdresses in particular, and my friend's like, well, hurry to play devil's advocate. A white man invented basketball, and when I last checked, mostly black people play it, so why can't I wear a headdress? Genocide. That's why you can't wear a headdress. Genocide. First of all, why do people want to play devil's advocate, right? It's basically a phrase that you could hide behind to say whatever fucked up shit you want to say and pretend you're being objective, right? More importantly, why does the devil need an advocate? He's the devil. Why does the Prince of Darkness need your help? Like, what are you telling me is happening here exactly? Like,
hey, Steve, it's me, the devil. I need your help right now. See that woman over there that's saying men and women should be paid equally in the workforce? Well, I want you to tell her on my behalf that she should shut the fuck up. Because women take maternity leave that costs companies money, so she should shut up. Tell her that on my behalf. That is not what's happening here. It's just something you could hide behind so you don't look as bad, which is weird because how doesn't it make you look bad to hide behind the devil? No, Steve's not an asshole. He just does Satan's bidding. That's all.
Everybody Plays the Fool, and you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. And that was just our first set of evil music here on tonight's episode. It's Halloween week, so that is the theme tonight. Songs about evil. That was a good set. I really enjoyed that one. I hope you did too. Let's go over what you just heard. We started out that set with They Might Be Giants and their song Dr. Evil, with guest vocals done by Robin Goldie Goldwasser. And that song is, of course, from the Austin Powers franchise. And what did we hear after that? Yeah, which movie was that one from? That's The Spy Who Shagged Me, that one's from. Good thing I got to the bottom of that. After They Might Be Giants, we heard ELO with their song Evil Woman. And then we heard a great song from Dusty Springfield. That one is called Easy Evil. That's off of the Cameo album from 1973. After Dusty Springfield, we heard some Interpol with their song Evil. And then to stay on theme with the word evil and everything in this first set, after Interpol, we heard Jay-Z with The Evils, a track off of Reasonable Doubt. After Jay-Z, we heard a very rare occurrence on this show. We heard some stand-up comedy, because one of my favorite comics, and I love that bit where he's like, why does the devil need an advocate? Is Steve an asshole? No, he's just doing Satan's bidding. That was Hari Kundabolu, and that track is called Devil's Advocate, and that's off of his excellent stand-up album called Mainstream American Comic. I highly recommend his work and his podcast with W. Kamau Bell. Big fan. So, and of course, after hearing about Devil's Advocate, we had to close that set out with Runnin' with the Devil by Van Halen. And that was the end of that set of evil. Right now you're hearing a great vibraphonist named Bill Ware with a cover of a Stevie Wonder song, actually, called Evil. Really like this one. I want to give a shout out to Bill Ware. And that's it. We're doing evil tonight. As I said before, I've done a Halloween episode before. Last year, so you can go check that one out after this show is over, but I wanted to go a little bit different, so I wanted to pick a more specific theme here tonight. And I don't know, evil's a good topic. Even though most of these songs just have evil in the title, it's an interesting thing to try and find music about. And of course, the concept of evil is one that has been pretty prominent in philosophy and in human thought in general. Forever. The problem of evil is a philosophical question which has really troubled humanity for all of history. I found that the ancient Greek philosopher Epicurus is credited with first laying out the problem of evil with what's called the Epicurean paradox, which is God willing to prevent evil but not able? Then he is not omnipotent. Is he able but not willing? Then he is malevolent. Is he both able and willing? Then whence cometh evil? Is he neither able nor willing? Then why call him God? Some pretty deep stuff there from Epicurus. About 300 BCE, he's credited with that. But, you know, that the problem of evil has... every philosopher has weighed in on that. Reading about that, I got a new vocab word, which I'm going to share with you. Maybe you already know it, but it's the word theodicy, T-H-E-O-D-I-C-Y, which means the justification of divine goodness despite the existence of evil. Theodicy. And, you know, there's a lot of music out there around the concept of evil, about the topic of evil. you know, we've heard so far, we've heard songs about interpersonal evils, whether or not you should side with the devil, and of course, the great conflict facing every supervillain as laid out by that first song by They Might Be Giants. When your name is evil, bad is good, or so you think, but you're so very wrong, it's evil. But being wrong is right, so then you're good again, which is the evilest thing of all. Some deep thoughts there from They Might Be Giants. Let's get back into some music. We're going to start this next set off with a cover of a Daniel Johnston song. This recording is from about 10 years ago, I think. This is Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 70, all about evil, and you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
I was living in Devil Town. I didn't know it was Devil Town. Oh, Lord, it really brings me down about the Devil Town. All my friends were vampires. I didn't know they were vampires. Turns out I was a vampire myself in the Devil Town. Living in a Devil Town, didn't know it was
Luck would have it, one of America's two most powerful villains of the next decade
is turned loose to strike terror into the hearts of men. To shock women into uncontrolled hysteria.
Don't touch that!
The villains themselves were ultimately responsible for much of the popularity. Audiences love to hate. The importance of the villain was not overlooked. Of course, one of the worst of all was the mad villain. They had no code of ethics.
What's the matter? I was only trying to...
Get to work on these boys. Anybody bring a gun for me?
Yeah, here's one.
Not one, but two. Typical villain releases included...
I know they're going to kiss me, but don't let anyone see me like that. Please, doctor, help me!
And a sequel.
Master of all.
Both the villains were to meet in...
Your mother was the lightning!
Two historical figures, outlaws and desperados at that. The villainous pair of really nice boys who just happened to be on the wrong side of the law. 360 degrees. And similar sequences could not be defeated. Villains who possess supernatural abilities. Villains who were the personification of carnage. Mad villain, more accurately, the dark side of our beings. Perhaps it is due to this seminal connection that audiences can relate their experience in life with the villains and their dastardly doings.
My secret lair on Skullcrusher Mountain. I hope that you've enjoyed your stay so far. I see you met my assistant Scarface. His appearance is quite disturbing, but I assure you he's harmless enough. He's a sweetheart, calls me master, and he has a way of finding pretty things and bringing them to me. This half pony, half monkey monster to please you. But I get the feeling that you don't like it. What's with all the screaming? You like monkeys, you like ponies. Maybe you don't like monsters so much. Maybe I use too many monkeys. Isn't it enough to know that I ruined a pony? Making a gift for you. Mountain is covered with wolves. Hear them howling. about me and you.
Not easy having yourself a good time. Greasing up those bets and banners, watching out they don't fall out of. Fucking kiss you both at the same time. Smells like something I've forgotten. Curled up tight and now it's rotten. I'm not a gangster tonight. Don't wanna be a bad guy. I'm just a loner, baby.
midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize y'all's neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. The demons squeal in sheer delight. It's you they spy, so plump, so right. For though the groove is hard to beat, yet still you stand with frozen feet. You try to run, you try to scream, but no more sun you'll ever see. For evil reaches from the crypt to crush you in its icy grip. The foulest stench is in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver. For no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller. Can you dig it? It's great fun.
Great banger. Cut.
Okay. All right.
This is Everybody Plays the Fool, and you are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. And that was our second set of evil music for you on this Halloween week. Hope you enjoyed it. I really like that set. Lots more evil music in there for you. Kicked that one off with Bright Eyes doing a cover of a Daniel Johnston tune called Devil Town. And then we heard the Flying Burrito Brothers with Christine's tune, Devil in Disguise. And then Mad Villain, which is the collaboration between Madlib and MF Doom with a little skit sampled mashup thing there called The Illest Villains. That whole album is great. And then we heard two evil genius supervillain songs in a row. We heard Jonathan Colton with Skull Crusher Mountain, and then the Scissor Sisters with I Can't Decide. And then we closed out that set with another kind of a mashup thing. It was the vocals from the Vincent Price a cappella from Thriller, bookending my favorite Halloween song in the world, which is Lester Bowie's Brass Fantasy with their version of Thriller by Michael Jackson. So that was a lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. The show is winding down. Just a couple things to announce here before we hear the final song of the night. I promise it's worth it. First, I want to plug RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. We have a bunch of new shows coming on starting in a couple weeks, so do look out for that. There's lots of great programming on the station, so do look at the schedule on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. And while you're there, if you like what you hear, why don't you kick in a couple bucks? We could use the donations. This is a 501c3 nonprofit run by the hosts and volunteers and unpaid staff. So it is a labor of love, and we would really appreciate it if you could kick in a couple of bucks to help support it, keep the lights on around here. You can go to everybodyplaysthefool.com to hear all of my previous episodes in the archive, including last week's New England episode. You can go back and listen to my Halloween episode from last year, which was episode 23. All my favorite Halloween songs are in that one. Do check that out. And finally, I want to plug Music Trivia with Shane and Ruth. First Tuesday of every month. in Ditmas Park, Brooklyn, at Bar Chord on Cortelyou Road. The next one's on November 7th, and then we're going to have our big anniversary show, four-year anniversary. That one's going to be on December 5th. Lots of extra prizes and fun stuff. So check out facebook.com/musictrivia NYC. All right, it's time for the final song of the night. It's an epic song. It's the only song I could possibly finish off the show with here. Thank you for listening. This has been Everybody Plays the Fool, Episode 70, Evil, here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Have a great night. Please stick around if you're listening live for The Next Best Thing with John Lerner. And now I will leave you with some Iron Maiden, The Number of the Beast. It's a great song, and let's hear that amazing spoken intro and the whole rest of it. So have a great night. Here you go.
Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil sends the beast with wrath because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
I left alone. My mind was blank. I needed time to think, to get the memories from my mind. What did I see? Could I believe that what I saw that night was real and not just fantasy? Just what I saw in my old dreams were the reflections of my walkman staring back at me.